Helicopters and first aid teams helped save the lives of many tsunami survivors, but disaster relief specialists say in the coming months, even more lives will depend on something less dramatic, toilets. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report on efforts to prevent disease by improving sanitation in one camp for tsunami survivors in Banda Aceh.
About 2,500 people who lost their homes in the tsunami are now living in large plastic tents in a field surrounding a radio transmitting tower. Along the edges of the field are toilet facilities, rectangular boxes maybe 12 feet long by 6 feet wide by 4 feet deep. Mona Laxo of the aid group Oxfam describes the facilities.
There are 4 units in one box, and each unit has sort of a flappy door so that to give privacy to people.
On the ground inside, there's a foot square wooden panel with a handle.
The hole is just underneath there, and people can remove that, and that's where they go.
Into a pit nearly 5 feet deep. It's not much, but it's better than open-air boxes the residents had initially constructed. Some people just used a nearby field.
In this situation, people just basically go everywhere, and it is because of these people are in shock and people looking for family members, and that's their last worries. And it's sort of a dignity lost as well.
And improper sanitation can kill. Peter Wallace is in Banda Aceh for the U.S. Agency for International Development to help bring sanitation to camps.
We're starting to see these settlements having large numbers of people with adequate water, some medical, food, but no latrines. So you have open defecation. This results in disease transmission. People get hands dirty. They can wash them, but children don't typically, so you have feces laying around the area. It's tracked into houses.
If there are any cholera bacteria already around, they'll spread easily. Same with other diarrheal diseases that can be lethal, especially in children. Wallace says it's not enough to just build latrines. You have to build the right kind. In Indonesia, many people clean themselves not with toilet paper, but with water from a small pail.
It's a very hygienic culture, and the latrines in this area, you must make sure water is provided along with the latrine construction and not put people in a position where they're unhygienic.
Mona Laxo says to get the toilets done right, the first thing Oxfam did was meet with village leaders now living in the camp. Oxfam asked the leaders where they wanted the latrines. The leaders told them the latrines should be across the field.
We were thinking the toilet facilities should be nearer to the where people are located. So if you have diarrhea, you don't have to run so far away. But they were very insisting that those facilities have to be at a further location.
So that's where the latrines went. As tsunami survivors wander in from remote villages or discover relatives already here, this camp is growing, and so is its need for latrines. On the other side of the camp, Oxfam's Angela Ika is talking to 4 community leaders about a new set of latrines. One village leader unfolds a piece of notebook paper with a design hand-drawn by an engineer. He hands it to Ika.
For the first design, our engineer designed for the door, like the house door, like this.
It's a Western-style door that swings out and has a doorknob. The leaders didn't like that. So now Ika shows them a new design. They like it.
For the emergency latrine door, they like to be rolling up door, so they just put the piece of wood here and roll the door up.
Mona Laxo says the toilet strategy is working. So far, there haven't been any outbreaks of diarrheal disease in this camp. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.